The planners who had launched the fleet had always known that there would be losses. And those losses, of course, had not been confined solely to that ship. Many of the Momio sleepers would never see their destination, but that, too, had not been unexpected. It was, in short, a triumph, however one looked at it. But the crossing was not yet finished, the flotilla still at cruise velocity. Though only the tiniest of distances remained to be crossed, it was the most significant part of the journey. That, at least, was not something the planners had ever guessed. They had never predicted the depth of disharmony that would creep into the Enterprise over time.
10 seconds, said Armesto. Good luck to all of us. Good luck and Godspeed. It'll be a damned close race now.
Not as close as you think, I thought. The remaining seconds counted down, and then, not quite synchronously, 3 suns blazed in the night where an instant before there had been only stars. For the first time in a century and a half, the engines of the flotilla were burning again, wolfing down matter and antimatter and spewing out pure energy, beginning to whittle down the 8% of light velocity which the flotilla still had. Had I chosen otherwise, I would have heard the great structural skeleton of the Santiago creak as the ship adjusted itself to the stress of deceleration. The burn itself would have been a low, distant rumble, felt rather than heard, but no less exhilarating for that. But I had made my decision. Nothing had changed.
We have indications of clean burns across the board, said the other captain, before a note of hesitation entered his voice. Santiago, we have no indication that you have initiated your burn. Are you experiencing technical difficulties, Sky?
No, I said calmly and crisply. No difficulties at this moment.
Then why haven't you initiated your burn?
It was less a question than a scream of indignation. Because we're not going to. I smiled to myself. The cat was well and truly out of the bag. The crux point had been passed. One possible future selected, and another discarded. Sorry, Captain, but we've decided to stay in cruise mode a little longer.
That's madness!
I swore I could hear Armesto's spittle spraying against the microphone like surf.
We have intelligence, Houseman, good intelligence. We know damn well that you haven't made any engine modifications that we haven't made as well. You have no means of reaching journey's end ahead of us. You have to initiate burn now and follow the rest of us.
I toyed with the armrest of my seat. Or what, exactly?
Or will.
Do nothing. We all know it's fatal to turn off those engines once they're burning antimatter. That was true. Any antimatter engine was ferociously unstable, designed to keep burning until it had exhausted all its reactant, supplied from the magnetic confinement reservoir. The whispering engine techs had a technical name for the particular magnetohydrodynamic instability which prevented the flow from being curtailed without leakage. But all that mattered was the consequence. The fuel for the deceleration phase had to be stored in a completely separate reservoir from that which had boosted the ship up to cruise speed. And now that the other 3 ships had initiated burn, they were more or less committed to it. By not following them, I had betrayed a terrible trust.
"This is Zamudio of the Palestine," said another voice. "We have stable flow here, green lights across the board. We're going to attempt a mid-burn shutdown before Houseman falls too far ahead of us. We may never get as good a chance as this." "For God's sake, don't do it!" said Armesto. "Our own simulations say a shutdown has only a 30% chance of—"
"Our sims say it's better than that, marginally."
"Hold on, please. We're sending you our technical data.